Welcome back to Friday Drive Time. My name is Billy Quain, and for the next 5 minutes, I'm going to take you through my recommendations on what to see and do in Bristol for the week ahead for not very much money. Enjoy the sunshine at the Eastside Roots 3rd Community Spring Fair tomorrow from 12:30 until 8 p.m. It's on at the Stapleton Road train station off St. Mark's Road in Easton. There will be live music by the Africa Sambistas, Inner Heights, Molly Sampson and the Family Johnson, arts and crafts stalls, children's entertainment and activities, workshops for adults, including gardening, sustainable living and holistic health. There will be a whole food cafe, plant sales and free fun and games for all the family. Also tomorrow, from midday until 6 p.m. for free, and from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. it will cost you £5, it's the Stokescroft Street Fest. Full details, log on to the internet, stokescroftstreetfest.org.uk. Tomorrow evening from 8 p.m. the Christmas Steps Arts Quarter Night of the Year Street Party takes place, and that is also free. For those early risers tomorrow, get yourselves to Blaze Castle at 4:30 a.m. for a Dawn Chorus Bird Walk. There is food for free at Brandon Hill from noon until 5 p.m. tomorrow. Live music, dancing and wild food walks. Come dressed as an urban or woodland animal or plant and bring a picnic. On Sunday, it's Apocalypse Wow in Lee Woods. It's mysterious outdoorsy fun from the Cubesters. A food drop destined for the central city has fallen between the territories of two clans relegated to the edge of the city. Who will discover it first? Choose your clan. Battle for survival. Email battlespace@hotmail.co.uk and state whether you will be a hand or foot. You will then receive your objectives. Your clothing should be dressed for the apocalypse. This Sunday, the 23rd of May, Bristol Aerial Rowing Club are hosting their annual Splash and Dash. Come and try rowing. It's an afternoon of fun 200-metre races against other novice teams. Friends and family are more than welcome to come along and support, and the bar and barbecue will be open. On Wednesday at 1 p.m. in St. Stephen's Church, backed by popular request, this week is an organ feature by Professor Philip Wilby, a composer for the Black Dyke Mills Band, amongst other things. He is joined by the very suave and entertaining Gordon Pullen, who is a tenor. Opening last night, I went along to see it and it was great. It's a still life exhibition at Howie's on 62 Queen's Road in Bristol. It runs until the 30th of May, and it is a fresh and exciting photography exhibition showcasing the work of local artists in Bristol. It's running as part of the Bristol Festival of Photography. The show will also provide the opportunity for other professionals and amateurs to showcase their own inspiring images at an open slideshow night. At Paintworks on the Bath Road in Brislington, Sideways Looks 2010 is the annual show of student video, photography, journalism and web media produced by third level students on the BA Media and Cultural Studies course at the University of West of England. It's a one-day mini-festival with photographs and web media work on show and film schedule throughout the day from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. On Monday, at St. George's at 6 p.m, Melvin Bragg is coming to town to talk about the South Bank show, Final Cut. It will cost you £6.50 full price, £4.50 concessions. On Thursday evening at the Tobacco Factory, also as part of the Bristol Festival of Ideas, Lady Antonia Fraser will be talking with Ian Rickson about her late husband, Harold Pinter. It promises to be a fascinating evening, with Bristol's own Show of Strength Theatre Company providing some rehearsed readings from his plays The Room, premiered in Bristol, and The Celebration, his final work. The Pillowman, as performed by the Kelvin Players, is having its final performance tomorrow evening on the Gloucester Road at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will cost you £9. At the Alma next week, Stepping Out Theatre and Dreamweavers present Vampire Nights. It will cost you £8 and £6 concession. Mayfest programming comes to a close this weekend. My recommendations are the Electric Hotel at the Bristol Harbourside. It will cost you £18 full price or £15 concession, but very, very well worth the money. Also, it's the SS Arcadia, brought to you by the Stand and Stare Collective. It runs until tomorrow evening with a matinee tomorrow at 3 p.m. and it's in a secret location in the city centre. £10 entry or £7 concessions, and my favourite show of the whole series, Tip Trick, brought to you by the Wattle and Daub Figure Theatre. It finishes tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in the brewery. It costs £8 or £6 concessions. And to finish this week, may I bring to your attention some of the fabulous events going on at St. George's for the week ahead. This evening at 7:30 p.m, it's the Chamber Orchestra of Basel with Angelica Hewitt on the piano. They are playing Bach, like you can hear in the background, and Frank Martin. Thursday, May 27th at 8 p.m, the Portico Quartet. The near perfect conclusion of our jazz, not jazz season. It will cost you £14 or £11 concessions. And Friday, bringing the Shostakovich series to a glorious conclusion. Raphael Valfish on the cello and John York take you through Beethoven, Shostakovich, Barber, and the Shostakovich Viola Sonata adapted for performance on the cello. My name is Billy Quain. Those are my recommendations for the week ahead. I hope you have a great weekend.